We've missed a number of weeks, but we're still reading in the Old Testament minor prophet Zechariah, the 10th chapter this morning. As we continue reading through the minor prophets, this is the next one. The last chapter we read, and I can't even remember how many weeks ago that was, but the last chapter promised a deliverance for God's people from the Greeks, something that, as Zechariah writes, was still yet a couple of hundred years in the future. But now he speaks of a spiritual deliverance, a deliverance that would come as Christ comes at his first coming, a deliverance described here in terms of the overthrow of idolatry and the punishment of false leaders. That is what would consummate in the deliverance, the redemption of God's people. The prophet also speaks about false shepherds, those who were leading the people astray. They were purportedly the experts on religion and life, yet were not giving good advice. In fact, they were giving bad advice. And he promises that they will be replaced by God himself. Now, the feeble human shepherds are going to be replaced by God, who the prophet says is able to send the rain that gives life to all creation. And this redemption is also described as the gathering home of the exiles of Israel. We remember that the scripture tells us that you and I wandered in our sins before Christ called us to himself. We're all foreigners and exiles and aliens till Christ calls us to be his. But in the midst of this passage, there's a prophecy of the coming Messiah, the King, who would come out of Judah, who would be the cornerstone, the tent peg, the battle bow, and he would be the consummation of every ruler that had come in the past. The Lord declares of his people, I will make them strong in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name. That is the hope that we have as well as we await the second coming, the return of Christ. So here now as we read the very words of God, Zechariah chapter 10. Ask rain from the Lord in the season of the spring rain, from the Lord who makes the storm clouds, and he will give them showers of rain to everyone, the vegetation in the field. For the household gods utter nonsense, and the diviners see lies. They tell false dreams and give empty consolation. Therefore the people wander like sheep. They are afflicted for lack of a shepherd. My anger is hot against the leaders, for the Lord of hosts cares for his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them like his majestic steed in battle. From him, Judah, shall come the cornerstone. From him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler, all of them together. They shall be like mighty men in battle, trampling the foe in the mud of the streets. They shall fight because the Lord is with them, and they shall put to shame the riders on horses. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have compassion on them. And they shall be as though I had not rejected them. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. Then Ephraim shall become like a mighty warrior, and their hearts shall be glad as with wine. Their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them and gather them in, for I have redeemed them. And they shall be as many as they were before. Though I scattered them among the nations, yet in far countries they shall remember me, and with their children they shall live and return. I will bring them home from the land of Egypt, and gather them from Assyria, and I will bring them to the land of Gilead and to Lebanon, till there is no room for them. He shall pass through the sea of troubles and strike down the waves of the sea, and all the depths of the Nile shall be dried up. The pride of Assyria shall be laid low, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. I will make them strong in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name. declares the Lord. The promise in the midst of difficulty and suffering and pain is always the presence of God. He is not far off, he is near, he's beside us. He is working in the midst of our pain and suffering to accomplish his purpose. And in that we ought also to rejoice, longing for that day when he will gather us in from all the far corners of the earth, from every place, from every generation and time, from every language, tribe, tongue, and nation, however you want to describe it. Together we will be the church of Christ, his bride, for all eternity. And for that we give thanks.